Now, the Saudi-led coalition has refused to fully remove the blockade on Yemen, defying calls from the United Nations and rights groups.
We would like to confirm that steps are being taken by the coalition in full consultation and agreement with the government of Yemen to start the process of reopening airports and seaports in Yemen to allow for the safe transfer of humanitarian actors and humanitarian and commercial shipments. The first step in this process will be taken within the next 24 hours.
The Saudi ambassador to the United Nations stressed that other ports, including Hodeidah, will remain closed until a UN verification regime ensures that no weapons reach Ansar Allah fighters. Nearly 80% of Yemen's food supplies enter the country from the Hodeidah port. The coalition tightened Yemen's land, sea, and air blockade a week ago in response to a missile attack by Yemeni forces that targeted Riyadh International Airport. The Saudis' crippling siege of Yemen has drawn widespread international criticism. We're going to discuss that further with Riyaz Karim, who's the director of the Verisat Center for Strategic Studies, and he's joining us live now from London via Skype. Riyaz, as always, thanks for joining us here on Press TV. What do you make of this seeming safe face move, but again, not really substantial on the ground vis-a-vis humanitarian aid?
Well, it's very, you know, this is probably the worst kept secret in the world right now. They are only going to open the ports of Aden, Mocha, and Muqalla. Basically, that means that the northern part of Iraq, of Yemen, is still going to go hungry, and that blockade is not going to be lifted up, because the port of Hodeidah is actually the port where 90% of the aid that comes in filters through there. Now, the problem is the infrastructure from Hodeidah onto other areas has been completely destroyed, number one. They've destroyed the cranes, they've destroyed everything, although there is a ship at sea by the United Nations, which actually has portable cranes that could do the work, but these guys they're not going to lift that blockade. So basically, in areas where they, you know, which is their stronghold, so to speak, that's where they're going to let the aid go. Right now, just as a pretext of what is happening, all the aid is actually going to Djibouti. It is being offloaded in Djibouti and sold to as far as markets in Kenya. So you can go to a market in Kenya and find Yemeni aid food being sold over there. This is basically, you know, just putting trying to put a blinder onto the rest of the world that, you know, we're going to support the legitimate government of Yemen. There is no legitimate government in Yemen. And Abdullah al-Mualimi at the UN is basically, you know, he's basically singing from that hymn sheet. So, you know, he tells all the reporters that the coalition would conduct this process in complete agreement with Yemen's internationally recognized government. I don't think he knows what he's saying. The idea is to soften what Mohammed bin Salman is doing right now. For example, he allowed the women in Saudi Arabia to drive in the vicinity of 7 miles. That's it. And the first day they tried to drive, they were beaten up. So he's trying to make it as though Saudi Arabia is changing and we're starting to do all this stuff. But you know, the world is not really blind. We can see all that stuff.
Okay, Riyaz, we'll leave there at that. But